You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some out of the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, 1st chapter. This is a very familiar scripture that we're going to read in your hearing. Just bear with me a minute. Then I'll read to you. We're going to start. We're not going to read all of it. We're going to start with the 12th verse. 1st book of Samuel, the 1st chapter, starting with the 12th verse. I'm going back up to the 9th verse. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. And I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. I'm going to read you one verse out of the book of Philippians, I believe it is. Says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That's all we're going to read this morning. I know that's some very familiar scripture. Probably anybody here don't know the story about Hannah and what Hannah asked for, prayed for. Give her soul for. So we know and realize in the scripture here that Hannah had a situation, you know very well, that Peninnah had children and Hannah had none. It got to the place that Peninnah was continually prodding that of Hannah about her not having children. So Hannah went to the house of God, as we read here, and she prayed. Now the Bible says over in the book of Philippians, it says, let your request be made known unto God. It talks about with prayer and thanksgiving. I'd like to stay around that. The Lord help us for just a minute. A lot of times we think in this day and hour that maybe God don't answer prayer like he used to. Or maybe he don't answer our prayer. I don't know whether you've ever been in that situation or that place that where you've asked, where you've prayed and you've not seen results. The scripture says over in the New Testament, it talks about a woman that had come before a judge. And she kept coming unto him, and that she might be relieved, brethren, of her situation. The Bible says that she continually went unto this judge. And it said, let men always pray and not faint. I want to talk. I really do. The Lord help me this morning for just a minute, my friend, about how long should you pray? How long should you pray? I'm very satisfied this morning that there's a lot of men and a lot of women both that died and left this world when their prayer had not been answered. That they actually prayed for. Bible says here that Hannah prayed, and to the point that Eli thought she was drunk. He really didn't understand, brethren, that of the situation of Hannah. But when she began to tell him, she said, out of a sorrowful heart have I prayed. In other words, I've give all. I don't know whether you pray with all or not, but brethren, if you're going to ask for a petition or have a request from God this morning, you ought to give it your all. Yeah. She did. She did. You say, preacher, I've asked. I thought a lot of times, my friend, about that of Elijah. The Bible says that Elijah was a man and lacked passion as we are. And he prayed that it might not rain. And it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then it said that he prayed, my friend, and it rained. Preacher, I don't get results that quick. My friend, when Elijah prayed that it might rain, the Bible said he sent that servant out 7 times. 7 times he had sent him out, my friend, and he did not see a thing for 6 times. Didn't see a thing. Nothing. Not a cloud in the sky. Well, I take my time. You bear with me. There's not a limit. I really believe this. My friend, there's not a limit to what God can do. But the real truth of it is that he does it in his time and not mine and your time. Hannah had a situation, brethren, that she could do nothing about. But brethren, she brought it to God, and God took care of the problem. He'll take care of your problem. He will. He'll take care of your problem this morning. He'll take care of your request this morning. I've thought a lot of times, and these things, my friend, I've heard grandmothers and granddaddies pray and ask prayer requests for years on end. Yes, sir. They've been people that you know right here at this church that had prayer requests time after time after time. But did you know that they never, ever give up? There's something to be said, my friend, for them that never give up. Them that give it all. My friend, I mean give it all today. Did you know you cannot love God with half your heart? Has to be all. I believe with all my heart, my friend, if you're going to pray, you might think, preacher, what's the use? Have you ever heard somebody say that? Have you ever been around somebody said, I've prayed and I've asked God to help me and he ain't sent no help yet? Have you ever heard anybody say, what's the use? What's the use? Why should I pray? Brethren, the Bible teaches us that prayer, my friend, changes things. It always has, and it always will. But brethren, you've got to have a heart that does not give up today. I thought, my friend Hannah, my friend, had an adversary that was continually prodding her. Continually. And brethren, when she got to the point she couldn't handle no more, she took it to God. Eli didn't have to know the petition. Eli didn't have to know what she was asking. And the truth of it is, he didn't ask her. But brethren, she told him, she said, out of a sorrowful heart, my friend. The scripture tells us that when she left there, my friend, that her countenance was not sad. Was not sad. Brethren, pray. Give your request to God. Give your petition to God. And brethren, pray with all that you got. I think as somebody said one time, my friend, it ain't altogether. You say, preacher, it ain't how I pray. I got news for you. I got news for you. Brethren, I'll guarantee you that it has all in this world to do with the demeanor that you come unto God with. Yes, sir. There's not one of you's raised children, my friend, that you didn't pay attention. You didn't pay attention, my friend, to their request. And whether or not it was serious unto them. Whether or not, my friend, that they really, really needed it. Now, I'll guarantee you, you can't tell me, brethren, that Hannah would not have got her petition had she half-heartedly come and prayed. She meant business. She meant to get a hold of God. Did she not? These things, my friend, I believe, you say, preacher, Elijah didn't get a hold of God. Sure he did. He prayed the first time. He prayed the second time. He prayed the third time. Brethren, and he prayed the seventh time. When he got an answer, thank God I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Isn't that always good? Isn't it always good? I don't think sometimes that we portray, my friend, that we are really blessed. And that we are really thankful that God has heard our petition. He still hears, does he not? We hear it all the time. You say, preacher, we've got a lot of confidence in the people around here that they'll pray. You ought to have confidence. I'm going to tell you something. You ought to pray with all your heart that God would hear you today. He heard Hannah. Amen. Did he not? A lot of people think, my friend, that God just hears certain ones. That's not so. Brethren, Elkanah could not fix Hannah's problem. He loved her. The Bible said that he gave her a worthy portion. Give portions unto Peninnah and to her children, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion. He loved her. But he could not fix her problem. There's some things, folks, that we as individuals cannot fix. But brethren, if we give it to God, he can help us fix it. He could help us deal with it. He most certainly could. I know this morning, my friend, that there's been more. The Bible says and teaches us that Abraham, brethren, before he ever moved, before he ever done anything, he built him an altar. Built him an altar. I believe he prayed to God. Which way to go? It still works today, people. It still my friend, as real as it was to Abraham. He can show you which way to go. He can point you in the right direction. He most certainly can. There's not anything short about our God. Nothing. Not anything. I want you to know, if nothing else, that God will hear you about your request. He will. He heard Abraham. He heard Isaac. He heard Jacob. He heard Hannah. Did he not hear Daniel? You know, a lot of times we think that Daniel got in trouble for praying. That's not a bad thing to be in trouble for. But he did. He made his petition unto God three times a day. There's not anything in this world. I can't tell you, my friends, you ought to pray three times a day, six times a day. You know what the Bible says? It says pray without ceasing. So you can't really put a number on it. But the fact about prayer, my friend, is just what it said about Elijah. Elijah was a man in like passion as we are. He prayed that it might not rain, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed that it might rain, and it rained. The scripture says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent. You know what that is? You know what that is this morning? Fervent. Like having a fever. Being fervent. But like Hannah, when she prayed, she give her soul, my friend, right out of her heart. I believe God heard her. Don't you? It wasn't altogether that Eli said, go and your petition be granted unto you. She know God heard her. He had heard her. And brethren, she went home in a different manner than what she come. Folks, God still hears our prayers. I don't know. I really don't this morning. It's even strange to me, my friend, but somebody, some of us may be thinking that God ain't heard us. May be thinking, my friend, that it doing no good. Brethren, Daniel, when he heard that petition had been signed, the Bible says that he went right straight and he opened up his window toward Jerusalem and prayed. 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 They wasn't going to stop Daniel from praying. I really think, I've heard people say that he prayed all night that them lions wouldn't eat him. I don't think so. I really don't. Why, preacher? Because it already prayed. Already got in touch with God. Them lions had no desire to devour Daniel. And they was hungry. They is hungry. Bible said the next day, no, Darius got finished. There, he said, you cast them in. Them men in. Huh? That had against that of old Daniel. If Folks, God still answers prayer. God still hears you. Just let your request be made known. Pray. Pray. Pray today, my friend, like you prayed over yesterday. Pray today, my friend, a little bit more than you did yesterday. My friend, God still wants to hear from His people. I believe that. I really do. Prayer makes a difference. That's not enough. That's not enough, my friend. Prayer. Prayer. We gather around sometimes, and I think a lot of times people call Wednesday night meeting, we have prayer meeting. Prayer meeting. There's been times that's exactly what we done on Wednesday night was pray. Gathered out and prayed. And I've heard people say, men testify back in years ago, and they had a drought, what have you. They had problems round about the community. They had meet at the church, and they had pray. Folks, prayer means something. It does. Not just does it mean something, we ought to put, thank God, some legs on our prayers. And we ought to put, my friends, some fever into it. Hannah. Hannah, give her petition to God. We sang a song sometimes. It says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. The key on that is leave it there. Leave it there. Too many times we want to pick it back up. I believe when Hannah left, brethren, that of the temple, she had her answer. And God gave her her petition. I've always said it, my friend. God needed a man and Hannah wanted a son. And he got both. He got both. Her vow out of her mouth. My friend, you give me a male child and I'll give him back to you. And she did. Said all the years of his life. And you go and read about Samuel, my friend, they wouldn't a prophet around or a judge around either, my friend, that was like Samuel. God blessed him. You know why God blessed him? Because Samuel made it number one priority to trust God. When you make it your priority to trust God, I honestly believe that things will happen. Don't you? Things will happen. Have you ever just prayed and prayed and got up looking for the answer? Just got up looking for the answer. There's been a few times that it has happened that way. A few times. There's been a few times, maybe a few more times, that it didn't happen that way. That you'd pray, and you'd pray, and you'd pray, and you'd give your request unto God, and it seemed like He never was going to give you the answer. But you know what? Here it comes. Here it comes. Sometimes when you least expect it. Sometimes, my friend, it comes from out of nowhere. And you just have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe Daniel was glad when he got in that den of lions. I believe he is glad brethren, that he had prayed. I believe he is glad that he had the relationship between him and God that he had. I believe he is proud of it. Especially when he come out of the den of lions, had no evidence that the lions even touched him. Prayer changes things. It'll change things in your life. But you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to leave your petition. You're going to have to leave your request with that of the Lord. If you'll do that, you'll find some answers just like Hannah did. And just like Daniel did. And just like many, many others in that of the scripture, that you'll find that they give their petition unto God and God heard them. And God granted them their petition. I don't feel like we'd go any further this morning. I've done more than I felt like I could anyway. But nonetheless, God will hear your prayer. I'd like to leave it, if I could, this morning. And for whatever reason, I don't know why. But brethren, I'd like to leave it that your request is important to him. Your petition is important to him. So give your petition, give your request, give your prayers unto God. But when you do it, give it all. Give it all this morning. Brother Mike, you come and get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message.